All right, everyone, welcome to the Straight Talk Physio podcast with your hosts, Dr. Andrew Junek and Dr. Craig Giambattista. On today's episode, we're going to meet with a local business owner in Canal Winchester. The name of her business is called Advanced Training, and we are here with Michelle Hart today. She's going to tell us a little bit about her practice, some of the different things that she does with her clients, the different services that she offers, and give us some insight onto different nutritional types of diets and things that we see today in the social media world, and kind of debunk some of those different myths that people fall into with fad diets. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We're so thankful to have you here today.
Hi, thank you, Craig and Andrew for having me. Yes, I own a fitness studio in Canal Winchester. And it is a personal training studio, but also a yoga. And I offer classes, different classes in the gym, personal training.
That's awesome. So the big thing, at least I'll start off with a question here, because I am a novice yogi, very stiff, actually a terrible yogi would probably be a better way to put it. Probably someone that needs to learn more about it. So Pretend like I, know nothing about it. What are the different kind of like yoga services you offer? Because I did check your website out and it looks like you offer a couple different things. So if you could maybe, go into it or like who's the best fit for different kind of yoga things you offer, or just kind of talk about it.
Okay. I do offer several different kinds of yoga. I'm certified more as a vinyasa instructor, and there's all kinds of different yoga out there. And saying that, a vinyasa is just a flowy yoga, but there's so many different types of yoga. So I offer restorative, which is more of a meditative yoga, and that's great for anybody. I mean, anybody can sit and meditate. And there's different, we offer a deep stretch class that is great for somebody that is looking to stretch your fascia, stretch out, helps prevent injury. I love when people say that, oh, I can't do yoga, I'm not flexible. Well, then maybe that's one of the biggest reasons you should do yoga, right?
Sounds like that's up your alley, Craig.
Yeah. And so we just, there's the different classes are, we have from a slow flow yoga to restorative to meditation. But we also, one of the big things that I have at the facility is infrared heat. So I don't know how much people are familiar with the infrared heat. I feel like it got big in Columbus here about 3 or 4 years ago. And infrared heat is simply what they put babies in incubators, and it's a healing heat. It's what the farmers put chicken eggs under so that they'll hatch. Infrared is heat you from the inside out. So it's a very, very healing heat. It helps with inflammation. It helps speed up the recovery of minor injuries. It is equivalent to an hour facial in the infrared heat. It's great for helping with the collagen in the skin and detoxification. I mean, the benefits are endless. People will have a lot of inflammation or arthritis. The infrared heat is wonderful for that. So some of the classes are heated and then some of them are non-heated.
How hot does it get in the room?
About anywhere from 100 to 110 degrees.
Wow.
With the infrared heat. So different than outside today, where it feels like it's 100 outside.
Yeah.
It probably doesn't feel that hot inside the yoga studio because it is with the infrared heat. So it's a little different. It's not heated with humidity or heaters. It's heated just with the infrared heat. So The humidity level stays around 30 in there. In the winter, it's a lot less, of course, than in the summer.
Definitely interesting. Who would you say like benefits from this stuff? Do you have like an ideal client? Is it something for everybody? So for example, like if I had a patient that came in and said, I'm interested in hot yoga or infrared yoga, is there someone that you would say like, is this for everybody? Is this for a specific person? Is there a certain time where you would say, make sure you're getting with a medical provider, like just, I guess the taking like broad strokes here, like, who is this for?
Yeah, Craig, that's a great question because I do have people. I would be leery if you suffer from a high blood pressure, if you're pregnant, if you have neurological disorders, it's not great for people with Parkinson's. The infrared heat and the heat is not great for people with Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's, it can trigger the brain. So I do suggest that if you have any neurological disorders, if you're pregnant, if you have high blood pressure, to yes, please, you know, seek a physician's approval first before beginning something, especially like that. It can be very taxing on the body, especially in that heat. I also know that there's some kids that have epilepsy or have different, the heat can also trigger that. I have come across that in the years of doing it. So it's certain, the heat does trigger certain brain things. So if you have any kind of ailment or anything where you know you have a physical limitation, definitely seek a physician's approval first before beginning something like that. Because it a hot power yoga is probably not a place for a beginner, someone who has not ever practiced yoga, to just jump in a hot yoga studio.
Gotcha.
It can be an eye opener for you.
So let's go to the opposite side of that, right? So you kind of have your hot yoga, which is like, it sounds like it's more on the advanced side. Like you don't start there, or most people probably don't start there. They kind of work their way up to it. Let's bring it back to like restorative. Cause I've taken a restorative class through you guys. I don't even know if you know this, but it was probably one of the most relaxing, like 45 minute to an hour long sessions that I've ever had. I think we were in maybe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, maybe a total of like 4 to 5 poses the right. whole time. We spent lots of time in each of the poses, just breathing and just kind of being present. And I actually brought my wife with me to one of the sessions. And after we left, we both agreed like it would be great if we could find a way to make more time to have that, because we left feeling so refreshed. Like all of our stress was kind of just alleviated for, you know, the entirety of that hour. Like we were so focused on what we were doing. Can you like elaborate on that? Do you get that response from a lot of people when it comes to restorative yoga?
Absolutely. Andrew, I think it's so hard. We live in a society that is so fast paced. We make a to-do list that is, you know, most times unachievable. And just life just gets after us. And it is something that I think everyone should do for themselves. Is a hot power class for everybody? Absolutely not. I think a lot of people that come to a hot power class are looking for a workout, and somewhere along the line, they find it becomes a work in. Definitely yoga for me is physical, mental, spiritual. It's finding where you are and meeting you where you are that day. And the restorative is something that it is 4 to 5 poses, depending on the length of the class, that we work you through. And restorative asanas, or a name for a pose, is more of a relaxing and a releasing pose that allows you just to let go, to be in the moment. And we really focus on a lot of breath work throughout, you know, any given day. We don't even, you know, we breathe all day long and we don't even think about it, probably using about 20 to 30% of our lung capacity. We're in a yoga room. We try to use that full capacity of our lungs, get all the way into the diaphragm, and it helps rid your body of toxins. It reduces stress, anxiety. It can actually help stimulate the front lobe of the brain. And that's where our mood, that's where our feelings are attached. So it's so beneficial. So even my Parkinson's and my neurological clients, they can't go in the heat. But yet I still do like a chair yoga for them, not in the heat, because it's just so, it's beneficial for everybody. It doesn't matter your age, your size, your,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And just kind of to piggyback on your question, you mentioned earlier, you're saying like, you know, some of the people you like to work with are people like me, where it's like, I'm too stiff to do yoga. Like me personally, I have no shame. If I'm going to be bad at it, I'll roll right in there and just look like an idiot. No problem. But for any of our listeners out there that might think like, I might be embarrassed, or this might be too hard, or maybe I'm like not able to do this, maybe I'm too stiff. Like, what would you tell that person? Like, do you guys offer ways to get started? Because I think a lot of the patients that I work with, I'm a little different than Andrew. So I see like a lot of chronic pain. I see, you know, a lot of like low-income patients, you know, people that like don't have a lot of resources, or people that like have maybe never even heard of this before, you know, or people that might be a little anxious or nervous to even do it because it's like so brand new. Like, what do you guys offer in a way that could be beneficial to maybe the person that's like just getting started on something like this?
I have a couple different classes. I have a gentle yoga. I call it a gentle yoga. It's non-heated. We offer props anywhere from a chair to blocks to straps to bolsters, anything to help bring the floor to you, to help anyone who would have ailments, knee pain, knee surgeries. I have people who have had hip pain, back surgeries. So anything we can do, all of us are certified to help someone like that, Craig, that has an ailment and they can't get up and down off the floor, or they have bad knees. There's all kinds of different props in a yoga room that now, you know, post-COVID or pre-COVID that we're able to use again, that really helps with the practice, especially somebody who is so stiff. I have a guy who's just had a knee replacement probably 4 months ago. Well, with blocks, I can help bring the floor to him, and he's back in a power class already 4 months later.
Yeah. I think that kind of goes in line with, we do a lot of that stuff, like modifying as well, you know, like,
it's
like no right way to do it. You know, I think sometimes our patients, your clients might think that it's like, oh, well, okay, I got to be, you know, yoga master when I'm like going to these things. So it's nice. There's like, you know, some entry level stuff out there.
Yeah, yes, there's stuff out there for you, Craig. There is.
Even for you.
Yeah, I love keeping that for myself. It's like I'm asking for a friend, you know.
All right, Michelle. So what other services do you offer at Advanced Training? So obviously we've pretty much covered a lot of the yoga stuff. Do you guys offer anything else?
Yes, I do one-on-one private training, personal training. I also do a lot of group training, and I have classes at the facility. So the classes were made to help it more affordable for people to come take a class with a certified personal trainer. And they're able to sign up through the website and get a spot and reserve a spot in a class. So this spaces are still limited, and it's not as private as a personal trainer, but anywhere from, I would say, you know, there's slow times, there's busy times, of course, you know, the first of the year, if classes at any gym are busier. So it's anywhere from 5 to 10 people in those classes. And on a Saturday, as many as 30 people. It just truly depends on the class, but there's all kinds of different classes, from a HIIT, high intensity interval training classes, to weight training classes, and then boot camps on the weekend.
That sounds like a good array of options. And like, just to kind of build on that, so one thing that me and Andrew talk about a lot, and I think it is going to be relevant here too, is like, why come in for the specialized care, right? Like, as PTs, you know, we hear patients all the time and say, well, I hurt my shoulder and I just looked up some exercises on YouTube, you know, and that's like, oh, right. It's like not getting better. So we harp on all our reasons why it's so important to see someone that's actually skilled in this stuff. And I think that you're in a similar lane as us. So I guess this is the time to like tell our listeners out there, like, why is it important to get this individualized stuff, or why is it better than just going on the internet and saying, well, I found this exercise routine, or I found this yoga routine, or I found this HIIT class, you know, why is it better to do it in person or utilize your service?
Well, absolutely. It is. A personal trainer can help you meet your specific goals. They can work around your injuries, your ailments, and they can also be your motivator. They can motivate you. They can encourage you. They can hold you accountable. And for a lot of us, it's about setting that time. If you have an appointment and you set a time and you're going, then, you know, most of the times you have somebody there holding you accountable, and you're going to show up and you're paying for this service. So it's going to be important to you. And I think a lot of people are intimidated by a gym. The baby boomers more, you know, I noticed the age from like 60 to 70, those people. And we were talking about it in the gym today. We said, hey, you know, our parents, that generation, they didn't go to, and most of them didn't go to a gym and work out. They may have done jazzercise or something, but nobody really went to a gym and lifted things. So I think it's this our generation, the, you know, 30 to 50, it seems, are more into weightlifting than the 60, 70, 80. So those people, you know, we're living longer and they're intimidated by the gym, but they want to learn. I think a lot of them are eager to learn more about it. They know the benefits that we talk about are just endless. And that personal trainer is going to make sure that you're safe, making sure you're moving in all planes of motion. You're tying in unilateral things. You're keeping it creative. You're keeping it, you know, smart, realistic. And I think just going onto the internet and pulling up a YouTube video, just like you guys probably see it. Sure, they can look up, hey, here's a great workout that, you know, Joe Schmo is going to give me online and I'm going to go do this workout. But is that person on YouTube checking your form? Are they making sure, you know, you're moving in all planes of motion and incorporating unilateral movements so that, you know, we're seeing our weak side versus our strong side? And anyway, I just think that trainer is going to focus on all those aspects, and that's why we're certified. That's just like you, that's your job. That's, and most of us, you know, I hope take it to heart, and we're here because we have a passion for it and we want people to be safe and see their goals.
No, I think that's awesome that you said that, because I think at the end of the day, what we're seeing is this huge shift to group fitness, like probably in the last like 5 to 10 years. And I think that's the one big element that's missing in it is, you know, you don't have people focusing on your form, and the programming isn't necessarily individualized towards the person. You know, obviously there's some people who need, more supervision than others. But at the same time, like, I would imagine that you probably don't see a lot of injuries or people who are injured working with you because you're there with them. Whereas a lot of these group fitness classes, like, you know, if you're thinking about like large class sizes with HIIT training, with high volume squats and deadlifting and things like that, you probably don't see a lot of injuries like within your training and your supervision. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I do find that when you go to a bigger gym, and without naming names, when you go to those bigger gyms, they devise a class and they'll say, here's the workout. And this is going to be the workout of the day. And it's all across the United States. This is what everybody's going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have modifications for all those, for each and every workout, but to truly find something that's unique. So I think what's different about my weight training classes is that I design them how I would design my personal training. So on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I have weight training classes that you can sign up for online. And Monday is upper body, Wednesday's lower body. And every week it's going to be different. And I'm going to treat those clients like they're my personal training clients. So I'm going to add in, you know, different planes of movement. I'm going to add in something new, something different, and making sure that I incorporate, especially, you know, we're sitting at a computer, a lot of us are more than we're used to. So I always incorporate a lot of posture, a lot of core movement. The warm-up is typically at least 10 minutes long. And they're like, when are we going to get to the workout? Well, the warm-up, you know, is so, so important. So anyway, I just think it's important for all aspects of that, and to do your research and not just turn to the internet for your answers.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we hit on a lot. You know, I think like what me and Andrew tend to speak on is like exercise in and of itself, like finding a movement is not a hard thing to do, but like the programming and the dosage, like, I mean, that's difficult stuff, you know, like it's not every person can kind of come up with this stuff. So I think for our listeners out there, it's just nice to hear a different industry. I think we share some of that expertise. Or as far as like, you know, the secret sauce of what we're doing is, it's not like there's like some number one 100% best movement out there, but I think the way that it's programmed is challenging, and that's where like you get all this like nice extra benefit.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, there's got to be intention behind what you're doing. And, you know, like when you just Google something or YouTube something and you're just finding stuff, like there may be an initial intention, but that doesn't mean it's the right intention for the person who's looking it up. So, right. And that's a lot of times, like on our end, that's why a lot of times people fail, like, you know, being Dr. Google for themselves and stuff. So, but yeah. And
WebMD, they'll tell me.
WebMD will tell you everything, right? So, but yeah, that's stuff that we see pretty regularly. So you mentioned another thing as well. You said the word accountability several times. And when I hear the word accountability, I think of, like, you know, nutrition and diets and, you know, things like that run through my mind. So, like, what is your specific approach to nutrition, or how do you approach nutrition with clients? Because obviously that's part of, you know, the lifestyle change. You have the exercise, the commitment to fitness and movement. And then you also have, like, you know, the other side where, you know, if you go home and you eat a full pizza every day after you work out, you're only going to get so far. So how do you manage that side? And what is your take on some of these fad diets?
Great question, Andrew. I try to educate people, on just basic nutrition. One of the newest fad things are macros. Well, you hear the word macro and you're like, well, what are macros? So I educate people on what truly macros are. So macros are macronutrients, and I educate them on the three most important macronutrients that we need, which are protein, our carbohydrates, and our fats. And that usually leads me in to the fad diets. So the new is the keto fad diet. Well, keto is just a new name for our old Atkins diet that we had back in the 1990s. And it's basically just eat a high fat, high protein diet and cut out carbs. Well, and we all know here that carbohydrates, I mean, they're fuel for our body. It's loaded with fiber. It's fuel for our brain. It's our energy source. And it's just so important. So I educate them on the different, you know, fad diets that are out there and why they don't work. If we cut out one of those three macronutrients, there is something in your body that's missing. So I try to educate them on how all three of those macronutrients work together in your body to build muscle. And then it usually leads me into why, you know, I don't want to get big and bulky, which is hard for the average person, you know, 99.9% of us to get big and bulky just by eating, you know, a bunch of food. So just educating on them how much of the macronutrients, how of each those three macronutrients, what do you need? How much protein do I need? How much fat do I need? How many carbohydrates do I need? And that is individualized on the person. How active are you? How old are you? And figuring out what their BMI is, and your BMR. It's important to know your basic metabolic rate at the rate of which you burn calories at rest. And I educate them not to ever go under that number. That number is an important number to know. So I figure that out for them. And I think a lot of these fad diets can lead to disaster along the line. Because when you go back to just eating normal and get off the diet, typically they gain, you know, most of the people I see gain the weight back. It doesn't ever stay off. It's just not a realistic approach in a way. So I try to find that realistic approach for them by focusing on the three macronutrients, why they're important for you and why we need them in our body. And why the more muscle we have, the more calories that we burn at rest. So for every 50 or every pound of lean mass we have, we burn 50 calories at rest. So we want muscle. And when we take away carbohydrates, we're actually losing muscle and our body's feeding off of our muscle for fuel. And we end up, you know, slowing down our metabolism because we've now lost lean mass.
I think that's super interesting stuff. And I think it can get pretty complex, you know, based off
what you're
saying here. If we have, like, some listeners out there right now that maybe don't want to, you know, see a nutrition coach or anything like that, is there something that you could give someone, like a basic, like, what would you recommend if they say, I just want to learn about macros. I want to learn how to, like, track my stuff. Is it something that you think the average person can do at home, or do you think that this is a service that you need to go out and, like, you know, seek out?
No. Craig, I am a weight management specialist, so I can offer nutrition advice, but we have something through our government that I don't think a lot of people know, and it's called myplate.gov. So it's MY, and I don't know if you've ever heard of it. But most people are like, really, our government has something? So if you go to myplate.gov, it'll tell you how many, if you put in your age, your sex, your weight, put in all your stats, it'll tell you how many calories you should eat to lose weight. It even gives you different meal plans. I mean, and it's free. It'll give you meal plans. It gives you recipe ideas. It gives you how many calories you should eat to lose, how many calories to maintain. It just depends on your goals. And it even tells you, like, I put like fake numbers in just to see, and it said, not realistic, put in another number. So it was kind of funny because I was trying to like trick the system, and it was like, not realistic. I was like, oh, it's good to know. So, but I also have, I set up nutrition consultations for people, and I do a 30-minute Zoom call with them, try to not overwhelm them, because it can be so overwhelming because there is so much information. So I try to give them enough to educate them, but not to overwhelm them, and then find out their goals and where they need. And the best way to hold yourself accountable, and that I can hold you accountable, is just tracking your food. Tracking your food is probably the number one way. And once we start to write it down, we write it down and we're like, wow, I didn't know I ate that much, or, oh, I hardly ate anything today. And I would say the average person, the biggest thing that I see is they don't eat enough. They're eating the wrong things and they don't eat enough. And I would say that's, now that people are home more, it's probably different. But when the average person was working, it was definitely, they were getting, the people were not eating enough food. They were busy at work. They didn't eat till noon. They intermittent fasted, even though they didn't mean to. And yeah. Is that helpful?
Oh, I think that'd be helpful, because I think, like you said, like, there's so much out there. It can turn into like this big confusing thing. I think that could be frustrating. And I think that hurts compliance, because if you don't understand something, I don't think you can do something, you know?
Right.
But it's nice to hear you say, like, if there is at least a simple way to get started, and then if you can get a little bit more advanced from there. I don't think that you need to jump in with 2 feet and say, like, I have these advanced, you know, nutrient calculations. I think if you say there's a simple government reference, you can just get a basic idea. And if you just write down what you're eating, that's like a great first step. Whereas I think, like you said, you hear all these fad diets, all these fancy words, like, you can't eat this, you have to eat that, when in reality, which something that me and Andrew talk about all the time here, is if it's just a small little consistent lifestyle change, then you're going to see like a lot of benefit from it.
Right. I agree.
Awesome. Yeah. That information is so helpful. I actually had no idea that website existed. So that sounds like it's a tremendous resource. So what I'll do is I'll try to link that in like the show notes. So if anybody's interested in that website, they can find it, they can click on it, and they can search around. Put in some of their own information, and, you know, maybe get a little bit of a better idea of what it is that, you know, they need, and they can get their health on track. So with that being said, what is the best way for someone who is interested in one-on-one training or yoga or, you know, weight management, you know, what is the best way for someone to reach out to you if they are interested in your services?
The best way is through my website. My email, my phone number, everything is on my website, and that is advancedoneonetraining.com.
Awesome. And then
simply, even if you Googled personal trainer Canal Winchester, I'm the first thing that pops up.
Awesome. Yeah. And do you offer, I guess, like, what is your sign up process? Do you do like an intro phone call with people, or I guess like how do you start your process with people?
I do an introduction. I do a phone call or a FaceTime or a Zoom call with them, or just simple phone call. It depends on the extent of the person and what they need, but typically just a phone call. And, I like to then have that first session be a working and, get to know you kind of, we work out and I get to know, and I there's certain things I like to put you through the very beginning so I can see your strengths, your weaknesses, and get to know you and find out your goals.
Awesome. Craig, do you have any anything you want to add or any last questions that you want to ask?
I do. I got one last thing. So one of my favorite things to do on the podcast is I like to get on my soapbox about things that are incredibly frustrating to me about the healthcare field. It's more of a healthy thing for me, I think. I'm using a podcast as an outlet, you know. So one big thing that always gets me or something we always talk about is like we have this like societal ingratification thing going on. Right. You know, like a lot of my patients, they want this, like take a pill, get better, or do something minimal, get better. When in reality, it's our job is like kind of creating this lifestyle change and like educating people to say you're capable of these great things, but it might be the slower process, which is a little bit more difficult to do. And sometimes that's really hard for people to hear. That's my soapbox. So with this last little bit here, we got a couple minutes left. Are there any big myths you'd like to dispel? Are there any soapboxes you have? Is there anything that you want to just like share with the audience that you just feel is so important? You just want to throw it out there.
Well, I think you hit it right on the nose. All of us want instant gratification. I think that's how we're wired. We're humans. We're especially maybe not males as much as females. I had one of my clients say today, she's like, I'm so frustrated. It's been a whole month. Well, it didn't take you a month to get there.
Yeah.
So it took you a while to get there. It didn't happen overnight. So your results aren't going to happen overnight. Just be patient. Keep, you know, it doesn't come. We all wish it came in a magic pill and it just doesn't. It takes work, but know that the work later on down the line, it definitely pays off physically, mentally. It is, exercise is just so good for the brain, the body. It's what's going to keep us younger and healthy. And yeah.
Awesome.
Well, that's good.
Hey, Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time to come on our podcast.
For having me.
If anybody, any of our listeners out there are interested in any of Michelle's services, definitely check out her website, her business, Advanced Training. Select the contact her button, reach out, and she'll help you get your fitness goals right and get you on the road to living a better and healthier life. So with that being said, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you for tuning into the Straight Talk Physio podcast. If you like what you're hearing, it would mean the world to us if you subscribe to this podcast and the Peak Physiotherapy and Performance YouTube channel. For more information about us, please check us out on Facebook at Peak Physiotherapy and Performance and on Instagram at P3 Physiotherapy. For more information about Craig, you can follow him at DrCraigG_PT on Twitter and Instagram. If you have any topic suggestions, comments, or questions, feel free to email us at thestraighttalkphysiopodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for watching, and we hope you have an awesome day.